Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
Welcome back to Going in Raw, the wrestling podcast. You can find us on the iTunes. Before we get started today, I wanted to send out a small request to our audience. We are on the iTunes, as I just said. We put an application for Stitcher, is that correct?
Yeah.
So hopefully we'll be on Stitcher soon as well. But we hear tell that if you guys leave a review of the show on iTunes, it might help boost us in their ratings or rankings or something. I don't know how that works exactly.
Yeah, I think when, something.
Something like that. So if you guys can, and if you just subscribe to the audio podcast, that might help us out as well. I don't know. Look, when somebody goes to iTunes and they put in pro wrestling, I want to be number one.
Yeah, I want that too.
That's my goal.
Same here.
And so that might help us out. Engage us on the iTunes. Hit that subscribe button. Hit that download link, whatever it is.
And leave a review.
And leave a review for Going in Raw. We'd really appreciate it. We have a big show today. We're on the road to WrestleMania. We had a Raw last night that was, it was something. And we have a brand new network special coming up in between here and WrestleMania. Ironically, it's named Roadblock. I'm not sure how self-aware WWE is.
Well, I think they're trying to be clever, saying, hey, there's some impediment on the way to WrestleMania, but I don't think it's working quite the way they
want. Yeah, I think it has a different meaning for us than it does for them. Anyways, let's get right into our weekly look at Raw in our...
Broadcast.
So grumpy. So just
I don't
absolutely
feel well
grumpy. I can tell. Can you hear me okay?
Not out of this ear.
Not out of that ear? Okay, it's probably best for you. Raw. You know what's funny? I was entertained by Raw.
I wasn't.
It was just... you're also really out of it right now. You're really sick.
Yeah, I'm pretty sick.
If you were well, you probably would have been a little bit entertained by it at least.
I was entertained by one segment.
Which segment was that?
Stephanie's segment.
That was good. That was good.
I thought her promo was really good.
Yeah, she's always good with the promos. I'm trying to bring Going in Raw notes. And, did I just come in? There we go. Going in Raw show. There we go. Okay. Let's start at the beginning, though.
Yeah.
We'll start there.
That's how we usually do it.
Yeah. So, Triple H comes down. And he's talking shit about Roman Reigns. Is that correct? Mm-hmm. I think he was talking shit about Roman Reigns, who wasn't at Raw this week. This is amazing. We're on the road to WrestleMania.
He's main eventing the biggest show of the year, and he doesn't show up.
They're trying to make this the biggest show of all time. They're trying to break the attendance record for whatever the fuck it is.
An indoor stadium.
Right.
Or stadium, I guess.
So this is supposed to be indoor. The biggest show of all time, and they're pushing Dean Ambrose like he is their biggest face. Which, I love Dean Ambrose. We both love him. We both want him in the main event.
Yeah.
But instead, he's going to be main eventing Roadblock.
Yeah.
Here,
this is why I think this is happening. It's because they tried to play the sympathy card last week with Triple H beating the shit out of Reigns.
Okay.
Didn't work. People cheered for Triple H. So they said, okay, here's Ambrose, a guy who's over with the crowd. Let's have Triple H do the same thing to him and people start booing Triple H.
Yeah.
That's the thought process. I don't know if it worked.
I don't think it did. I don't think it's going to. I think, here's the thing, Triple H can't help himself. I mentioned this before.
I know, but also Ambrose can't always be Reigns' proxy.
It's funny because...
It seems like the last year, they've been tying Reigns to Ambrose.
They're trying to get Reigns over via Ambrose. I know. And it's getting to the point where... And it makes me wonder, okay, so when Paul Heyman said a couple of weeks ago, he was talking to Dean Ambrose, and he says, you're his little brother, in a very throwaway manner. It makes me wonder if Dean Ambrose is scripted to question that, or if he's legit tired of people saying that. Because over and over again, they bring up that, oh yeah, he's your brother, he's your little brother, and it's obvious that that's not doing any favors for anybody. It really isn't. It shows Roman Reigns is being weak. I mean, it makes him weak to have to rely on his little brother.
Mm-hmm.
It makes Dean Ambrose come off more and more like a sidekick. He's the lunatic fringe. He's not supposed to be a sidekick. So it's all fucked up right now.
Yeah, there's such a lack of direction. Like, why the fuck is Kevin Owens wrestling the Big Show for the second week in a row?
I don't know.
Is it going to be Kevin Owens' Big Show at WrestleMania?
Did that? I don't even want to... That scares the shit out of me. That really just terrifies the shit out of me. I don't want that at all.
No.
I do not want that. AJ Styles and Chris Jericho are a tag team?
Why?
Okay, hold on a second. So anyways, Ambrose comes down, talks him to Triple H. You mentioned this off camera. They have really awkward chemistry.
They have no chemistry.
They have negative chemistry. I think Triple H's problem is, just like last week when he did the crotch chop, he can't help himself from trying to be kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
At least a little bit.
He wants to be the bad guy that you kind of like a little bit.
He was a really effective bad guy back when he was reversing Chris Jericho's world title. You know? Like, when he would do things to really piss people off. He doesn't do that now. He doesn't fucking do that. He's got too much, like, I think he... And this is the thing. You have to wonder if he's doing this. I'll put it this way. I give him enough credit that he's doing it because he believes it's best for business, like legit, okay?
You don't think he's doing it just to advance himself?
I don't think so, but it really comes off that way. Because he's a smart guy. Yeah. He's like the best mind in the business.
Yeah.
But that's why I don't get it. It's just a philosophy I don't understand. It's a writing philosophy or directing philosophy I don't get.
Yeah, I don't either.
Because you're not helping the guy that you're trying to get over. And we all know he's going to put Roman Reigns over. And we all know that Triple H wants Roman Reigns to be the guy.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I can think of in my head is that he's gotten maybe the old school mentality of, hey, if you really want this spot, you have to overcome me doing this to get it. You have to figure out how to get over
that
on me.
That could be, because if
yeah. Triple H seems like the kind of guy who would think, you have to earn this. Daniel Bryan fucking earned it. He earned it. He literally changed the course of fucking history with WrestleMania 30.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so he might be sending a message to Roman Reigns. Hey, you know what? I'm going to do a crotch chop and people are going to fucking mark for me.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to find a way to get through that. Otherwise, your title reign is going to be short. We're giving you everything it takes to succeed. We're bending over backwards for you to succeed.
You have to take the ball and run with it now.
You have to take the ball and run with it now. And if we're telling you, if our writers are telling you to go out there and tell Dean Ambrose, hey, man, don't do that crazy lunatic fringe thing to me again. Don't do the dirty deeds to me again.
Yeah.
If you're just accepting what our writers are giving you as opposed to saying, hey, hold on. My character's not going to do that.
Yeah.
My character, if you want him to get over, he needs to be a badass. Look at what worked and look what's not working. Like, if you're not if Roman Reigns isn't stepping up to creative and saying, hey, this isn't working, then maybe that's Triple H's way of saying, look, if you're not going to fucking bring it, you know, we can put the belt on you.
I was thinking, fast forward a bit in the show, the way Ryback's being pushed or scripted now.
Yeah.
That's what they should do with Reigns.
Yeah, I know.
A guy just goes up there and beats the shit out of people.
I know.
Not trying to make any friends.
Yeah.
That's what they need to do with him.
And that's fucking Ryback.
Been saying that for months.
Yeah. For a long time. Let's see here. We had Becky Lynch versus Sasha Banks. Sorry.
In a decent match. It was good.
No, it was a good match. Dolph the Row, listen up, everybody. Okay, Triple H, I'm coming to you in a dream right now. I'm coming to you in a dream. I've got so many good ideas from up here. I've had so much time in the afterlife up here in beautiful heaven to come up with some good ideas for some good finishes. Listen up. Samoa Joe versus Sami Zayn. Okay, brother. Listen here. They fight Baron Corbin. How about they both make him tap out? Nobody wins. Okay?
Then they have a rematch, just the two of them, right, Dusty?
Hey, Dusty got a rematch. Yeah, no, but listen, I got an even better idea for this. Both, all their shoulders are down on the pin. Nobody wins. Double pin, okay? Double pin, Dusty finish. I got a name for it. It's called a Dusty finish. Look at me, I'm floating upside down now, Triple H. I got an even better idea there for that Divas division. Number one, brother, you should call it the women's division because they're women. They're not Divas. Number two, listen to me, brother. Listen up close. Dusty finish, nobody wins, all right? All the shoulders be pinned, okay? Dusty. We did this already, Dusty. We did this in NXT last week. Listen to me, brother. I'm talking to you from heaven. I talk to God above me. I'm telling you. Look, I'm right side up again, brother. I'm back with now.
So what you're saying, Dusty, is this is ordained from God that nobody wins?
Look at my shoulders. They on the mat. Look at Seth Rollins' shoulders. He's dead too. Everybody's on the mat, brother. Nobody wins. It's a Dusty finish. It's my name, Dusty Rhodes. I didn't call it a Rhodes finish. I call it a Dusty finish. I didn't want you to get confused between me, Go Dust, and that Stardust. He crazy. Anyways. Apparently on SmackDown now is where the... Do we have a definitive Number one contender, a single person on SmackDown. Not a chance. It's SmackDown. They're not going to decide this on a SmackDown. Give me a break. Not a chance.
Nope.
Not a fucking chance.
Although, you know, they've been trying to make SmackDown must-watch television.
A more relevant show, yeah.
So they could. I mean, the Styles Clash debuted on SmackDown.
It did.
Not on Raw.
And it got written off on SmackDown as well.
Yeah.
So are we still thinking, I mean, it seems obvious at this point, we're looking at...
A triple threat match at WrestleMania.
A triple threat match at WrestleMania. Which means, ladies and gentlemen, on SmackDown, one more time, here we go, brother. We're going to have a dusty finish. You want a dusty finish? You can call this the Dust Bowl because there's going to be so much dust in the air.
We have
nobody win.
4 or 5 more weeks of dusty finishes.
So many weeks of dusty finishes. Ooh, look at me. I'm heading to that moonshine up in the sky.
It's just water dusty.
Oh, that's a bummer. Everything in heaven is moonshine, brother. Anyways. It was a good match. So I look forward to WrestleMania. I really want this to be a triple threat match. I'm a big fan of all three of these ladies. Dolph Ziggler versus The Miz in a Hulu not Hulu match.
Oh, it was on Hulu?
I don't know. I didn't watch it on Hulu. I just know these matches are the ones that don't show up on Hulu.
On Hulu?
Dolph versus The Miz. Dolph said, because The Miz has been crowing a lot about, hey, I used to debut, I used to main event
WrestleMania.
Yeah, and like one of the shittiest WrestleManias.
Yeah.
Didn't we decide that was like the worst WrestleMania?
Maybe.
No, it was like 9. It was like that Hogan Yokozuna one. But this was really close.
This was very close.
This is really close. Because this had like Michael Cole on it, I think.
Yeah, it was a Michael Cole Lawler feud.
That's terrible.
Somehow watching that show got me back into wrestling.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
Because I remember sitting there watching it and thinking, this isn't very good.
So Dolph Ziggler took the loss here in this particular one, baby.
So it was a finish, not a dusty finish.
Very upset about this because there was only 2 shoulders on the mat, not 4. Not all of a DM. Stephanie came out and delivered your favorite moment of the night.
It was a good promo.
Yeah, I love her. She's great.
She finally got to accept her Vincent J. McMahon Award.
Yeah.
And she was cradling that like...
She loved it. Like it was her
like a new third puppy.
Or fifth kid. Do they have 2 or 4? I forget.
I don't remember.
I think it's an even number. She's awesome. I love her. Shane O'Mac's going to be back next week.
Yeah.
He did not show up tonight.
No.
Lon versus Lucha Dragons. Who's Lon?
League of Nations.
Right, Lon versus the Lucha Dragons. I wish there would be a wrestler just named Lon. Jonathan Rivera, please make us a wrestler named Lon.
L-O-N, not Lon.
L-O-N.
Like grass.
But then he can team up with a guy named Lon.
No, it'd be Lon, and then the other guy would be named Mower.
So stupid. I fell asleep? No. I just didn't pay attention to this particular match.
I don't remember anything about it.
Look, as soon as the League of Nations is mentioned, I tune the fuck out.
I like Rusev. Look, Rusev deserves a lot better.
I like Rusev. I like Alberto Del Rio. I'm actually not... I saw a little clip of Bad News Barrett the other day, and I missed Bad News Barrett. Sheamus, I don't care about. The League of Nations, I don't care about them. They are so not legitimate as a threat to anybody.
Yeah.
It's just... It's ridiculous. They beat the... Lucha Dragon, I believe.
One thing, though. Getting back to kind of the disarray the booking is in terms of WrestleMania. Who is Kalisto going to wrestle at WrestleMania?
It sounded like you just said Paliso.
Oh, it's Kalisto.
Jonathan Rivera, please make a character named Paliso.
It's Kalisto.
Kalisto. It is Kalisto. Who's he going to... I don't know. Is he even going to be at WrestleMania? Is he even going to be in a kickoff match?
He's even. He's the United States champion. He has to be at WrestleMania.
I would think he's going to do the Andre the Giant Battle Royal.
He may, but he'll probably also defend his
he
title.
He has no program right now. He's got no program.
Owens. I mean, the Kevin Owens Big Show program is who gets counted out this week.
What a fucking mess.
How many times do people get, like, strung up on the ropes with, you know, with their nuts?
Yeah.
And, you know, they're back up within 7 seconds.
Yeah, I know.
How is that something that leads to a count out these days?
I know. That's ridiculous. Ryback took on the Social Outcasts. Adam Rose. Ryback won in a squash match.
Squash match.
Yeah. Good for him. Y2AJ versus the New Day. Okay, look. We love the New Day.
Yeah.
Not enough, though, to justify having these two really good singles competitors not have programs with other single... Why not have Chris Jericho against Kalisto? old guy versus new guy. Why not have, you know, a new champion, Jericho, old school, has so many championships under his belt. Prove you're worthy of the U.S. title to me. Make it a legacy.
Even thing. Jericho Owens.
Jericho Owens. AJ, we both want AJ Styles versus Owens.
AJ versus Owens, even AJ versus Kalisto would be a really good match.
Would be great. Would be fantastic. There's just a belt sitting there around a guy's waist who's not doing anything with
AJ
it.
AJ is already very popular.
AJ is super over. Why are they doing this? Is it because the New Day has nothing else to do? I don't know.
They keep teasing a League of Nations feud with the New Day because they mentioned them again last night. No one wants to see that.
Nobody wants to see that. That's not an entertaining feud. It's not. Maybe if you let Rusev be funny and if you let Alberto Del Rio be funny and just have those two guys and Wade Barrett just sort of comes along, then I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
I'd be okay with it.
Yeah, I'd be okay.
Let them have their personalities and I'll be happy. But you don't.
What? Did they do anything? They didn't do anything on the show with Rusev and his body slam challenge, did they?
No.
He posted something on Twitter about he had an announcement and he drove in. I saw this on Twitter. They had a video where he drove into the arena in a Maserati. And I read later that he's having a body slam challenge, and then I assumed if someone could body slam him, they would get the Maserati.
Oh, that's cool.
And I just read something on Twitter about Adam Rose doing it backstage, but they didn't make an issue of it on the show. What's the point?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Give Rusev something to do.
Give him something to do.
He's good.
Yeah.
His expressions during the main event were really good.
Yeah, I love him. And then, of course, Vince McMahon comes out, says... Shane is going to take over Raw. He might. Oh, he's unleashing. That's what he said. The main brunt of his thing was, I'm unleashing my force of destruction on Shane, on my son. And then The Undertaker spends about 3 minutes getting to the ring, spends about 30 seconds in the ring.
And says to him.
He says, Vince, remember. He grabs Vince kind of by the collar. Not even by the throat. This is by the throat. Undertaker learned Titus O'Neil's lesson. He sort of grabbed him by the collar a little bit. And he said, Vince, you know what happens when I close that door behind me? Because he for a half second, you can see him lose his train of thought. Like, if you look at the close-up.
Yeah.
Vince, when I close that door behind me in that hell, you can... I'm going to leave... The blood is not on my hands, it's on your hands, Vince.
Was he trying to stand up to Vince?
No, he was saying...
No, I understand what he's saying, but like the motivation behind it. He's saying that whatever happens to Shane is not Undertaker's fault.
Right, Vince's exactly.
Fault. I get
that. Yeah. Why would he say that exactly? He's telling Vince, I'm not complicit in this. You're just telling me I'm the Undertaker. You're the booker.
I mean, they're doing
it. You got the book sheet, bro.
So he's not going to the match as a heel.
Right.
But if the Undertaker doesn't really want to be complicit in it, just don't do it.
No, he can't, though. He's under contract. He has to. There are legalities involved here.
Then finger poke of doom to lay down for Shane.
Yeah, but he can't do that. He's got pride. He's got a job to do. Maybe in his contract they said no finger pokes of doom.
He does have a job to do. He'll probably job to Shane.
Okay, hold on. Let's go over that real quick, though. A couple of dirt seats are saying that his appearances are only contracted through WrestleMania, not after WrestleMania. Do we see as a possible Shane's going to lose and then this entire thing just goes up in a cloud of smoke?
Yeah, it's totally possible. It's WWE.
Right, exactly. But that's kind of lame, isn't it?
Yeah.
You just take away Shane.
Yeah, I know. Like the one person that has come back for WrestleMania season that people are really excited about.
Is that likely, though? Do you see that happening?
What, Shane winning?
No, Shane losing.
It's possible.
And then just leaving?
Yeah.
No, I'm asking you, speculate. What's going to happen? I know anything's possible.
Anything's possible.
Not your best day today.
No, I don't feel well.
Okay. Moving on. About the Shane and Undertaker thing, it seems less and less likely at this point that it's going to be anybody but Shane McMahon versus The Undertaker.
Yeah,
it doesn't look like Shane's bringing in a proxy or anything.
Yeah, a lot of people, including myself, thought he was a placeholder for, you know, someone, Cena.
Yeah, doesn't seem to be the case now.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Let's see, what else happened? Oh, and then, Vince said, after Undertaker left.
Oh, he's going to take him out of the will and disown him.
Who fucking cares? Like, he hasn't been around for 7 years. For all we know, he took him out of the will a long time ago.
Yeah, we wouldn't know any different.
We know this is fake, Vince. Let's see here. Owens versus The Big Show. Yeah, count out. Okay, next. Bree versus Lana. Lana had confronted Bree earlier in the night.
Yeah, this is one part I fast-forwarded through.
You didn't miss anything. Lana just came out and talked shit to Bree. It was nice to see Lana. I mean, you can tell. I wonder what would have happened if they just didn't take that stupid selfie.
I know.
You know?
So, but it, were they inferring or suggesting that Lana might be become a full-time competitor?
Oh, I don't know. I wouldn't read that deep into it. But she, I mean, talk shit to her. So,
but why, what's the motivation to talk shit? Unless
maybe she will finally wrestle. I don't know.
It's not like Rusev can have a program with Daniel Bryan coming up.
No, that's true. Yeah. So I don't know. Maybe Rusev versus Brie.
Main event.
Then our main event, of course, was Dean Ambrose versus Alberto Del Rio. Okay, so we totally forgot to mention in the open. Ambrose came down to say, "Hey, I want a shot at your belt."
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And Triple H said, "I'll give you an answer later in the night." And then they had a cute little kind of exchange.
Yeah, Ambrose is kind of funny. Like, I mean, by the end of the day or the end of the
tonight,
show?
Tonight, after the show. I don't get it. We're in the Central Time Zone. He was pretty funny. I like Ambrose. He's great. So anyways, Ambrose versus Alberto Del Rio ended. We had all the League of Nations come in, ended in a disqualification.
And then Triple H.
That's the finish.
And then Triple H.
Hello, Lawson.
Hi, Dusty.
I'm going to look at your ear.
That's my bad ear. Don't do it. No.
There's dusty in there. There's dusty in there. Don't touch my arm, brother. Don't ever touch my arm, brother. Anyways, League of Nations comes in, take down Ambrose.
And then Triple H.
Triple H shows up.
Beats him up. You'll get your match. And then Ambrose says, "Thanks." And that pisses off Triple H more, and then he goes and beats him up more.
Yeah. And then this morning I wake up and I find out that we've got Roadblock, the latest WWE Network special between now and WrestleMania, which WrestleMania is a month away?
5 weeks away.
5 weeks away? Okay. I thought it was like April 2nd or something.
April 4th. April 4th, okay. It's the first Sunday of April.
Okay. So that brings up Roadblock. Now, look, we know for a fact Ambrose is not going to win the heavyweight title.
No.
That's not going to happen. Like, if he wasn't booked against Lesnar, yeah, that would make perfect sense. Because then we can have a triple threat thing going on. But that's not going to happen because he's fighting Lesnar. So why exactly does this happen? Maybe this is them gauging, you know, if Reigns doesn't sell the tickets, if he doesn't sell merch in the first couple months, we've got this guy who we kind of think is really over.
Yeah.
We just want to make sure of it and see what his pop is like at Roadblock. Is he going to put asses in seats at Roadblock? I know I would, like, if this was the main event at WrestleMania, I would be much happier.
Yeah, right now, the matches that have been announced for WrestleMania, I don't really find
because
that
they have a really good, like, in their exchange at the Open, they had a really good sort of story-ish thing going where he said, you know, who did you, and this, I love this bit. He said, who did you, how did he phrase it? He said, who did you...
Oh, he asked...
Who did you want to win?
And he says, did you want
and who did you not want to win? Exactly. Yeah. Saying, you know, and Triple H said, you were a non-factor. That's a great piece of motivation right there for a championship program.
Yeah, that was good.
So that would have been nice going to WrestleMania. But, you know, it's not happening. No. We get Roadblock.
We get no Roman Reigns on TV.
Do you think... Let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. Do you think... they're going to book Dean Ambrose really strong at Roadblock.
Yeah.
I think they will.
Yeah, I think so too.
I think they will. Do you think they're going to make him look like a legitimate threat to Triple H?
They should.
They definitely should.
I hope they do.
I hope they do as well. Because
I think at the end, they also got to, you know, say whatever, however the finish goes down. At the end, Triple H is going to unleash hell on Ambrose to get some heel heat. Because he really needs that going into WrestleMania. So I think it would be a situation where Ambrose... will look strong, and then maybe the sledgehammer will come out.
Yeah, something.
DQ, and then Triple H goes to town on him. Maybe Reigns comes out to make the save or something. I don't know.
We have some friendo packages we're going to open up in a second and add them to the wall. However, first, they also did announce on Raw, or earlier in the day on social media, as expected, the fabulous Freebirds are being inducted into the Hall of Fame.
You're excited about this.
I'm very excited about this. I love the Freebirds. You know what I love about the Freebirds? They're all ugly as fuck, but they're supposed to be like ladies' men. They're all so fucking... Michael Hayes is an ugly dude, and he's always been an ugly dude, and none of them are particularly in shape. I love that. I love... But they were so over.
Yeah, they were.
They were so stinking over back in the day. I love that.
That's fantastic. You posed a question to me whether Jimmy Garvin, who was part of Freebirds 2.0...
Right?
Deserves a spot.
I love it. I think yes, yeah. Definitely, no, I totally absolutely. Agree with you. Because he was also like there during the glam, like in the last days.
It was the Butt Rock Freebirds.
Right, exactly. The Butt Rock Freebirds, exactly. So I love that. And he was such an integral part of WCCW back in the day that I think he deserves to get it on his own. But I love that he's getting in with the Freebirds. I think that's fantastic, and I think it's perfect. All right, we're going to open up. We got some friendo packages. If you guys want something on our set, on our wall back here, simply send it to P.O. Box 1814, Orangevale, California, 95662. We'll put the link down there in the description. Not the link, but we'll put the address down there in the description. We've got two packages today. Reaches off camera. This first one. Okay, so this says Travis J. Berger, but I swear this was from Jonathan Rivera. Wait. I don't know. I had like a conversation in my Twitters. Hold on a second.
Here, I'll start opening it while you investigate.
Okay, so Jonathan Rivera sent this, and he sent me the tracking number, and this matched the tracking number, but it says it's from Travis Berger. So Travis Berger and or Jonathan Rivera.
Thank you.
Who is the best person right now creating characters in on the PS4 version of a 2K16. Keep them coming.
I need to ask him if the Run the Jewel shirt he made for my character, if he did that himself or that's something that was pre-existing. That was awesome.
You just take a picture of it.
You can do that on shirts too?
Yeah, you can do any logo, yeah. Oh no.
Oh, this is awesome.
Oh, that's fantastic. This is fantastic. Oh, I love this. Prime real estate.
Oh, that's two-sided too.
So this is great as it is. It's at the Washington Monument.
Yeah.
We'll have to decide which side. Maybe we can put it out to those people. Do we have the Washington Monument side or just all Lex?
I say we go with this one because he's flexing.
He is flexing, but there's so much Lex going on. Is this too much Lex?
It might be too much Lex.
We'll leave it to you guys to decide in the comments. Do you want Washington Monument Lex or do you want all Lex? Even his name is huge right there, Lex.
Yeah, it is.
That is by far like my favorite so far to the wall. So we're going to put that up. Next episode, you'll see it up on our wall. We have to make a good, strong placement. Maybe, I don't know, maybe like instead of mana. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
We need to widen the frame a little bit.
We need to widen the frame out a little bit, exactly.
I got to try to fold this back
up. That was awesome. And then we've got this guy over here. This came straight from WWE. And I think this was, what's his name? Oh, I want to say.
I think it's Randy Hayes.
Randy Hayes is what I want to say, yeah. Doesn't look like I communicated with him here. I think it's Randy Hayes. Oh, maybe we'll see inside, because there's no ship from. It's just ship from WWE.
And I got something put on the wall, too, but I forgot to bring it.
Yeah, this
and
here.
And I'm curious if this is going to be what I got. We'll find out. Because I saw it and I laughed. Oh, man.
Oh, that's nice. Awesome. Look at this.
This is incredible.
I'll make sure we're thorough. Oh, God.
See, there's a shipping label in there.
Came with no shipping label. All right, so while you open that up, I'm going to show what we got here. We got a Ryback.
Oh, this isn't what I got.
Feed me. Oh, look at that.
Yeah, Daniel Bryan poster.
That's going to look nice. This is flipping rad. I want to wear this out and about. Look at this. It's a Ryback Feed Me More pendant. Let me get the plastic off here. Look at that guy. Look at this shit.
That's heavy duty.
That's freaking... That is weighted right there. Look at that. Oh, God, my head's too big.
It won't fit over your giant head, though.
No, it won't. Look at that little thing right here. Wear this bad boy for the rest of the show, and then I'm going to put it up there. Look at that. That's awesome.
That's pretty cool. I'm double-checking to make sure we're thanking the right individual.
Look at this stocking. It's going to be filled with goodness.
That's awesome.
Absolutely. That's fantastic. Gonna put that somewhere. Yeah, we're definitely gonna have to widen out the shot. We got the Daniel Bryan.
And I got Lex a poster Luger. Coming next week.
Well, thank you, both you guys. And yeah, Larson's got something also coming up. Look at this guy. Feed me more. Right here. That's beautiful. Beautiful.
Beautiful.
All right, Larson, it's time for a question.
Hold on, I'm making sure we're thinking the right
person. Time for questions.
Go ahead and get started.
All right. Ashley Smith says, if Kalisto defended his US title in a 6-man ladder match, who would you want to be in it?
six man, so we need five other people.
Titus O'Neil, Tyler Breeze, Kevin Owens, so he could be a double champion.
AJ Styles. We need one more.
And Chris Jericho.
Okay, that's good.
Those are mine. Alex Carnahan, how would you book Shinsuke Nakamura's debut? I would do something along these lines. Bring in the whatever they're going to be called, Bulletproof, Balor Club, whatever. Book them super strong coming out the gate, main roster. Okay? Nobody can stop them. Like, not in the main event level, but they're running roughshod, IC and down.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Upper mid-card.
Right. So they're strong, getting all sorts of heat from the crowd. Or, you know, the crowd's loving them. Maybe they start taking out some really beloved fate, like they take out Dean Ambrose. So the people start getting behind Dean Ambrose or something like that. But they mm-hmm. take him out. Mm-hmm. Then you bring in Shinsuke Nakamura to be the guy who has history with them.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you bring in Kenny Omega and the Young Bucks. And then Bulletproof is complete.
I want to see a program between Shinsuke and Kevin Owens real quick. Like,
oh, that'd be good.
So whatever leads to that quickly,
mm-hmm.
that's what I want to see.
Okay, there you go.
That's my answer.
Let's see here. Or, fuck that, Shinsuke versus AJ Styles.
Apparently,
bring what they did in New Japan
apparently,
over here.
Apparently, Shinsuke wants to wrestle Brock Lesnar. And they have before.
They have before, yeah. Let's see here. Zach. Question. If Shane Taker ends up happening, do you think Taker will give Shane O'Mac the Foley treatment? If so, what's the chance of injury, or how can they protect against it?
See, I think that's what that's the carrot they're dangling out to fans.
Yeah.
They know Shane's history of taking some insane bumps.
Do you think he's going to take some fucking insane bumps?
There'll be a bump.
Yeah.
But I don't. It's not going to be like that match against Steve Blackman where he did where he fell off the thing. It's not going to be anything like that. It won't even be as bad as...
Okay, let me ask you this. Do you think it's going to be as extreme as... Because we have to look back in recent history as Ambrose versus Rollins. I think it'll be bigger than that. I think whatever bump he's going to do is going to be bigger than what they did. Because all they really did was fall off the side onto the table.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that wasn't that.
Like, it'll be it'll be something on par.
They need to do... This is the only thing. This is my only request. They do something creative.
Yes.
You know, because just falling off the side, it probably hurts like fucking hell.
Yeah.
But... It's not the most creative, and therefore, it doesn't transcend what they did with Mick Foley. I mean, nothing's ever going to transcend Mick Foley.
No, nothing's ever going
to
top.
But if you want to be in the same league, if you want to at least appeal to that and get people talking, you got to be creative with it. Infrared.
Yes, it is Randy Hayes. Sorry.
Randy Hayes, thank you very much.
I thought it was, but yes.
Infrared Ruby. Any chance whatsoever that MVP comes back? Because I think he'd be a great U.S. champ and probably remake the Open Challenge. I'm going to respectfully disagree. I don't want MVP anywhere near the WWE. I was not a huge fan of MVP. He had sleeves and no pants. I don't remember him being particularly good on the mic, although he was okay.
No, that one pay-per-view he did, he had a good promo.
He had charisma.
Yeah.
I didn't like his packaging. I didn't get it.
I'm not familiar enough with his work to really have an opinion one way or the other.
He always seemed like he was on so close to being fat. And his outfit did not compliment him at all.
Yeah.
He bugged me. And then it's like, are you supposed to be a sports athlete? Like, he looked like he was an athlete from a sport that doesn't exist. Like, that's how he was dressed.
He kind of had a jumpsuit like they'd wear in The Running Man.
Yeah. Which normally I'd be cool with, but he was on the verge of being Yaphet Kotto, not Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Next question. Michael Montanaro.
Question for next week. Is this year going to be a rare occasion of the main event not being the title match, but instead be Shane versus Undertaker with Vince and Stephanie?
No, I think the main event, the last match of the show, will be Triple H, Roman Reigns.
Correct.
And then, I mean, Vince, when they announced the match, was billing the Undertaker-Shane match as the co-main event, but I wouldn't be surprised if that went on, you know, like third to last.
Right, they had right.
You know, like usually between a huge match with spots and stuff, they have a match where they'll bring the pace, energy down a bit to let people catch their breath, and then they'll have the main event.
If they really, I mean, this is a good question because the stake of the company or the control of the company is at stake, and that's kind of that's big.
Yeah, that is a big.
That's
deal.
Really big. But I think you're right. I think title's going to be the last one. Adam Galloper.
Hey, friendos. If you could have one actress, whether it's mainstream, B-list, or porn, sign with the WWE and train at NXT for a run as a wrestler, who would it be? Adam Galliper suggests Alexa Vega from Spy Kids. She speaks fluent Spanish and is a trained gymnast.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, do you think it would work better if it was sort of an unknown? Probably, no, she's not unknown, but the vast majority of people, if you say her name, they're not going to know who that is. So she's kind of an unknown. Do you think it'd be better if it was like sort of an obscure, unknown person? Or like, would you want to see, like, you know, I don't know, freaking the dude from the Flash television show? He's so skinny, though. Chad.
He asked for an actress.
An actress? Oh, an actress. Yeah. Okay. Brie Larson.
Okay.
Probably not. I don't know. I don't really care.
Well, she just won an Oscar, so odds are she's not going to get into wrestling.
Sasha Gray.
Okay.
There you go.
That's good. Matt Thomas. You guys mentioned an eventual New Day split. Has there ever been a team you felt split too soon or too late? The Shield might have split a little too soon.
I don't know. I think the Shield was in that sweet spot of perfect.
I thought it was about like 3 months too soon.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought it was shocking.
Because they were really popular, but they were on their ascent to being like the hottest thing in WWE. If they had split right at their peak.
You thought it could have been even more shocking.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Because didn't they hasten the split because CM Punk left? And they needed someone like, that's why I thought I heard someone left.
That's a possibility, I guess so. NWO, way too late.
Yeah. Bret Hart. If both of you were in creative, who would you have in Charlotte's version of the Four Horsewomen? Nia Jax.
Nia Jax. I was thinking about this while I was pooping. Nia Jax. I wouldn't want Asuka anywhere near it. She's a lone wolf.
Yeah, she should be the good the face battling.
She should be the Four Sting.
Horsewomen. Yeah. Yeah.
Nia Jax. Obviously Charlotte. Yeah. You know what I realized about Charlotte and why one reason why I love her. I've talked about this before. But I also love the fact that Ric Flair literally dances to her music.
I know.
Like, he has a weird old man dance to her music.
I know.
And that just makes it for me. So much.
They're really entertaining.
They are really entertaining.
Dana Brooke.
Oh, good one. That's nice. And then that's three. More. And then one more. Because we have the power guy. We have
the Arn Anderson. Nia Jax is the Arn Anderson. The enforcer.
We have the ego with Dana Brooke. Her ego. We have Ric Flair with Charlotte.
So we need the...
Barry Windham?
Or
the Tully Blanchard? No,
I guess Tully Blanchard. I guess Tully Blanchard would be the ego, because he was supposed to be like the handsome guy.
They're all so ugly.
This is the 80s, man.
They were all so ugly.
Because I don't want to put like Sasha or Becky in the group, because I think they're better.
Yeah, I agree. No, they're above that.
You can put Emma in there, since her and Dana Brooke are already aligned.
There you go, because you had Arn and Ole at the same time, yeah, so Dana and Emma, days, that's yeah. good. Yeah, okay,
the early
there you go.
Of the horsemen, yeah.
So then, does that mean Dana Brooke is either Barry Windham or Tully Blanchard? She's Barry Windham is the answer to that question.
Okay.
Continue on.
David Fishkin, what's more likely to happen? AJ gets the IC title off Kevin Owens, or AJ and Jericho get the tag titles at WrestleMania?
This is a good question. This is a good question.
The way things are going now, it seems more likely that AJ and Jericho are getting the tag.
They really like this pairing.
That's not to say they work poorly together.
It's a great pairing. They need to be singles. This is a thrown together.
You know, especially if they want
to. Y2 AJ does not have a good ring to it.
Especially if they really want to maximize the star power of the card, they need to get these two guys in singles matches.
Yes, I agree. I agree.
They really do.
Who did? Okay, hold on a second. I didn't even hear it. But who did the Wyatt family cut a promo on last night?
Nobody. It was just another vague "we're coming for you" type promo.
Who are they coming for?
To lose again? I don't know. Who else is there? I don't understand it. They've wasted so much potential with those
really
guys.
Have.
So I don't even care about it anymore. I used to really like Bray Wyatt. Now I don't care.
Yeah.
Because they're going to lose.
Lost them.
Alex Shez. This is a good question. Of all the current injured wrestlers, pick two you can have magically heal and give them ideal WrestleMania opponents.
Wow, this is a mind blower. According to this, his name is actually Alex Chesney. But then he shortens it on Twitter to Alex Shez.
Alex Shez.
Ooh, my mind is blown.
Seth Rollins, obviously.
Right.
Seth Rollins.
Daniel Bryan, you can't. He's retired.
Yeah. His brain hurts. I would want, for the main event at WrestleMania, Shield triple threat match for the title.
Yes.
Reigns, Ambrose, Rollins.
Yeah.
And I guess for someone else, it would be Cena, so we can get the Undertaker or the Undertaker Cena match.
Yeah. Cena's money, dude. Cena.
No, I know.
Cena needs to be a WrestleMania.
We all take him for granted. He's really good at what he does.
Yeah.
He gets a response.
Who else is injured? Yeah, I mean, so it's easy to say Cesaro, but you're not going to say. You know what's funny? Somebody did like, a, I don't know, it was on Tumblr or something, like a little fan picture of like, you know, what WrestleMania, what they want WrestleMania 32 to look like. And it was like Cesaro with the belt and then Daniel Bryan and Kevin Owens and all in the picture. And I was like, Cesaro's just not, man. I don't believe him yet as main event because he hasn't really been given the opportunity.
I know. Dan Carmine, I'm currently training to wrestle. As big fans of WWE and long-timers, what knowledge would you pass on to me?
Okay, two things here. Number one, then Dan Carmine subsequently sent us a picture of, like, a giant bruise he had from, like, that day of training.
Ooh.
Yeah, so, be careful. That would be number one.
Yeah, number one, be careful.
Number one is, be careful.
Yeah.
Number two, this is my only form, because we both said we would never be pro wrestlers. Like, that's the one thing that we love that we wouldn't want to be a part of. And I think I heard this from The Patriot while he was on Stone Cold's podcast the second time around. It was really, really good. He said, take care of yourself. Look out for yourself. If somebody wants you to do a move that you don't think is safe for you, mm-hmm. would be wise for your body type, would be good for you, don't do it. Try your best to prolong your career as much as possible. So find a style that is compelling and entertaining, but also isn't Daniel Bryan-esque, where you're just getting concussed day after day, night after night. Also, I would suggest do a lot of research on concussions, because this industry is one that lends itself to
the head trauma.
To head trauma.
Yeah.
And before you step foot into this industry, you really want to ask yourself, is it something that I think is worth it? Is it something I want to do? How can I take steps to mitigate that kind of thing? Because head trauma is nothing to fuck with. So we wish you luck.
Yes, all the luck.
But just take care of yourself. That's all we ask.
I think that's the most salient point is take care of yourself.
Absolutely.
Last question.
I love this question. We've gotten this question before.
Daryl Cantor.
Okay.
If Steve and Larson were a tag team, who would turn on who first?
Oh, easily. Well, I don't know. What do you think?
The way I'm feeling today, me.
Yeah, I'm kind of getting that vibe.
I'm
like you're already turning on me. So, I don't know. Okay, you give me that stink eye. Listen, brother, whatever happens, is it going to be a dusty finish?
No.
Is it going to be a dusty
today,
finish?
Today, Larson is going over.
You know what, Larson? I'm hungry.
Okay.
This just means for food, though.
I know.
All right, Larson, you know what time it is. Time for K-Babe Corner, brother.
Yeah. I thought it was time for me to take my
time for you to get your weird disease out of my house, brother. Nobody wants a Zika virus,
like
here, brother.
I have Brock Lesnar living in my sinuses and my ears right now.
If I get sick, nobody wins, brother.
You definitely lose if you get sick.
I lose. All four of our shoulders will be on the map, brother.
Yes.
I'll be floating in heaven with you. All right, Larson, you know what time it is?
Kayfabe Corner.
Time for Kayfabe Corner, brother. Why don't you tell the good people what a Kayfabe Corner. There's no dusty finishes.
It's only the greatest wrestling trivia challenge there is. 12 names, 6 real.
Yes, brother.
6 fake.
Nobody wins in Kayfabe Corner.
No, somebody wins in Kayfabe
Corner. Everybody always wins. This is not a dusty finish. Okay, there we go. 12 real, 12 fake. Larson, I'm going to
give you... I have a feeling I'm going to do really poorly this week.
I'm going to give you the theme in advance.
Thank you.
That'll help you a little bit.
Okay.
The theme, because we're one day removed from Black History Month. The longest Black History Month in 3 years. Or 4 years, whatever it is. So, in honor of Black History Month, these are all either African-American wrestlers or not, depending on if it's real or fake. Here we go. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Oh, that's weird. Actually, it's a 5-7 split, because I just realized the first one I did is not what I thought it was.
Okay.
Papa Zango.
Fake.
Very good, brother. No, wait, no, I'm sorry, it's real. It says fake, but it's actually real.
Okay. No, 5-0.
I'll have to double check that. No, it is, it's real, yeah.
Wait, it's real?
It's real. You said fake.
Okay.
Number two. Siva.
Can you spell that?
S-I-V-A.
Real.
Very good. Araminta Ross.
You spell the first name?
Araminta.
We've had two real.
Yes.
Fake.
Very good. It's actually Harriet Tubman's real name. Pooh Jordan.
Real.
Fake. Sounds real, though. Antoine Caribbe.
Real.
Fake. That's a DJ Yella. Drew Glastow.
Real.
Very good. That is... Fuck, I forgot who it was. Fuck, I forgot who it was. Othello.
Fake.
Real. A Congo.
Real.
Fake. Modib.
What is it?
Modib. M-O-A-D-I-B.
Real.
Very good. It's Ahmed Johnson. Black Lightning.
Real.
Very good. Also a DC Comics character, but he's also an indie wrestler. Huntin.
Fake.
Very good. It's just an African god. Sonny King.
What number are we on?
Last.
Fake.
Real. It was another name used by... Fuck. I want to say... I forget now.
I have six.
Oh, shit.
What?
I don't have a fucking trivia question. Hold on a second. I'm going to find a trivia question for
okay.
you. Okay. I have a good idea. I'll do. Just wait. I'm coming up with it right now. Ah, okay. Hold on. Trivia question number one. Who was the first African-American wrestler to hold the NWA World Heavyweight title?
I think it's Bobo Brazil.
Holy shit. Really good. Good job. Wow. I am impressed. Hold on. I'm going to do one more here.
Seven.
Who was the last African-American wrestler to hold the NWA World Heavyweight Championship?
Is it Ernie Ladd?
Ron Killings, a.k.a.
R-Truth. Oh, yeah. I always forget that TNA was NWA territory.
Hey, you got Bobo Brazil, though. That's impressive. That's good. Very good. So you got 7.
Yeah.
You're still leading for the year.
Mm-hmm.
What a bummer.
I'm ahead by 3, I think.
All right. Well, I'll get you next week, or I won't. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this has been Going In Raw. Like we said earlier, if you can leave a nice review on the iTunes, that'd be very, very beneficial to us. But yeah, until next time, we'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.